No. No.
For the boys, playing war was fun. You could shoot at anything by just using your forefinger of either hand. Your guns never ran out of ammunition or bullets, and if you made a good bang sound, it was a quite of a believable hand toy. But the best part of playing war was playing dead. You were judged by the other boys on how good an actor you were. An even better part of the game was that you could get up after being killed and keep playing war again and again with the same results. Nobody really died. It was just a fun game. Sometimes, though, things got a little rough out there in the brush. One time, one of David's cousins was using a stick as a rifle, and as he was running, the stick became lodged between two trees and broke. The broken piece struck the boy on the right side of his face. It gave him quite a cut that later left a small but deep scar. This young lad did not complain. He brushed it off by saying,
"Hey guys, I drew first blood."
And along with the other boys, they all had a great laugh. Jonah Gottfried, Chucky's father, ran a brewery on his farm. He grew grain, hops, and all the things he needed to make beer that the local German people drank. Previously, beer had never been brewed at home, but the production was now successfully replaced by a medium-sized operation like Jonah Gottfried's, with about 8 to 10 workers. Jonah Gottfried's beer was brewed the old German family way, which he kept a secret to himself. Beer, one of the most common drinks, was consumed daily by all social classes where grape cultivation was difficult or impossible. Though wine of varying qualities was the most common drink in the South, beer was still popular in the North. Beer became vital to everyone in the grain-growing community. David worked with Chunky at one of the breweries, and at one time they talked about starting out on their own making beer. These two young men could provide for their families at an early age, and they often did so. The war trumpet heralded the outbreak of the Civil War in the autumn of 1862, calling for recruits to strengthen the Union forces. Robert E. Lee's army threatened a northern invasion, and more men were needed to repulse the enemy. Northampton County, in lieu of a draft, raised a full regiment of volunteers. Like many young men at the time, David's first thoughts was duty to his country. Even though his father and mother did not approve, David entered the service. David and Chunky rode together on the same mule named Henry on the way to enlist. When they got there, all they had to do was turn him loose and swat him on the butt and shout, "Henry, home!" and the mule would find his own way back to the barn. David and Chunky enlisted together in Company D. David was an avid reader, and he would devour any books he saw. His penmanship was impeccable, and he also mastered numbers. The officers were aware of David's skills, and he was therefore quickly assigned to the position of company clerk. He did not enjoy sitting at the desk doing paperwork, preferring to be outside, but David was a great help to the men who could not read or write. He would read them their mail and help them write letters to send back home. David kept a journal of his personal experiences and of the men around him. He kept it tucked inside the cover of his Bible in his haversack, which is a small, sturdy bag carried on the back or over the shoulder, used especially by soldiers. One day, he opened the diary to the first page and made his first entry.
"First, I think of the home leaving. The sad thoughts of separating from dear ones and the comforts of home. To engage in the turmoil of war. For for which I have no taste whatever. Why did I, with others, decide to enlist and join the 153rd Regiment? It was in response to the call of my country and her great struggle. The call was stronger than the ties which bind us to our loved ones. We spent a few days in Easton, our county seat, where we received our first military training. We were then moved on to Harrisburg and quartered in Camp Curtin. One of my most distinct recollections is that I was glad to get away from that place, though it meant going to scenes of active service. The sudden transition from home life to camp life had a deleterious effect upon my health. It was not long until I could relish the soldier's diet, even a piece of bacon scorched over a hasty fire on the march. The boys had concluded that Comrade Moore would get us about as near to the front as he could. My reply to them was, "Boys, if you keep up with me from now on, you will do well." And my prediction proved quite correct.